yes. Phoenix FM, 3 days before Christmas on a Wednesday afternoon. That's Bruce Springsteen and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And that's got us nicely in the mood to talk to Sam Crook from Piccola Toys. You've brought in some toys. Now, first of all, I should say, it's been great having you guys come in here for about 3 weeks now talking about toys. But it's usually Simon, and today it's Sam Crook. And I'm not disappointed. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Bob.
It's nice to see you. How long have you been at Piccola Toys then?
I started work there in April, so it's not been a huge amount of time, but yeah, long enough.
Right, enough. And why haven't we got Simon today then?
He's busy shopping.
Is he?
Yes.
Oh, well, everybody's busy this week, aren't they?
Competitors, yeah, last minute panics.
Yeah, lovely. So what's it like working at Piccola amongst all those toys?
Do you know what? It's. I hope he's listening. It's a really good place to work.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoy it. I only work there one day a week.
Okay.
But it's a treasure trove because it's a small family-run business. You've got a great opportunity to do lots of different things
yeah.
that you wouldn't get the chance to do in other shops. So you go from the deliveries to helping obviously serve and assist the customers in the shop, but you also get to deal with the stock management
right.
and the internet orders, and it's just a whole wide scope of things, so it keeps it interesting.
Yeah,
it
and
really
play
does.
With the toys as well, I
definitely
expect, yeah.
I think there's something between like 4,000 to 6,000 different items
really?
That we stock in the shop, so literally you're always coming across new things in there. It is a treasure trove. It's,
sure.
it's great.
Okay, well, you've bought in 3 different things I think today.
That's
for
right.
us, haven't you? Yeah. Where shall we start?
Right, well, if we start with this Melissa and Doug, wooden toy. Yep, it's already started.
I can hear Melissa
me.
And Doug. Yes, it's a lovely little house, wooden house, isn't
that's
it?
That's right. That's right. And it comes with 2 dolls with it, 2 little wooden dolls. But really, the main feature of this house is to help develop fine motor skills for children. So it's perfect. You'll see them if children ever go to Montessori nurseries or preschools.
Okay.
My daughter does. She goes to Butterflies in Brentwood. They believe in a lot of the physical and the reality things. So you've actually got the keys that the children can play with. You know what kids are like with keys.
Okay, yeah.
You
yeah.
know, they're none of the plastic copies. These are the real little metal ones, but
yeah.
safely attached to the house.
Right.
They can't do too much
Should
damage.
Explain. Well, I mean, what you've got there, it looks a beautifully made thing. It's like a little house with a chimney, and it's got a door on each wall, hasn't it? So it's got 4 doors.
That's right,
right.
Yes.
Right, okay. Well, talk us through what you do with that then.
So each door has its own unique lock, and you've got 4 keys. So the child has to pick the right key and then gets to turn it to open and lock the doors.
Right.
So it helps develop dexterity, helps with their fine motor skills. And next to each door's numbered to help them familiarise themselves with the numbers. There's a little doorbell as well. You know what little fingers are like. They love things like this. So each doorbell plays a different sound. It's a lovely chunky item as well, so
yeah.
the kids, it's very durable.
Very well made by the look of it.
Excellent. Melissa and Doug toys are really well made.
Right.
They're very popular for that reason as well. It's a hugely popular item. We've stocked it for a very long time,
yeah.
And it's one that I know my kids would like. I
yeah.
should really put it on.
So what sort of age range are we looking at for
so
that?
So this
think?
Would be anything from, I'd say 2 to 4 is a perfect age
yeah.
for it. My little boy, he's just turned 2, and he would love, he's very meticulous, so he loves things that are very intricate, so I know he'd like it. And my daughter Sophia, she's 4, and she loves this because it is sort of real world playing.
Yeah.
You know, the
yeah.
role play with the dolls, being able to actually open the door, lock it, playing the doorbell. So it's a really lovely product.
Yeah, lovely.
It really is.
All right. Okay. What else have we got?
Next is the ever popular. We've got a Frozen jewellery box.
Okay. Yeah.
It plays the popular Let It Go. We've got a little Princess Elsa inside, or Queen Elsa inside, who spins round, and it's just for people to hold all their little trinkets and treasures.
Yeah, it's lovely. I know what to put on my Christmas list now,
exactly,
then. Yeah.
Exactly, this is it.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful, absolutely lovely. Yeah, and of course, it's the big Christmas Day film this year on BBC, isn't
that's
it?
That's right,
Frozen? Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, my daughter, she's got so much Frozen stuff, but literally you can never have enough by the sounds
right.
of it, because she comes in the shop and she sees this, she loves it. She loves the song, she loves the figures. She's very into little things as well,
sure.
so, and it's their own little personal personal space to put their little bits in.
Very nice.
So, yes.
Okay. Well, your final item is something we're interested in here. It's for music making, really, isn't it?
That's right.
So
we've got the Be Matematics. It's a dance mat, which it's got loads of different features on it. This one's specific. The age range is 3 to 10. But to be truthful, I think younger kids will still enjoy it because literally it's a huge mat that you walk on and it plays different sounds.
Okay.
It plays different tunes as well. It's got different features on it so that you've got a memory music so you can complete any of the nursery songs by repeating the steps. They can do the super dance, which is following the lights. To the dance track. They've just also got wacky sounds on it, which we have this out in the shop a lot.
Yeah.
So when you step on it, it makes different sounds as you step on it.
Okay. Hello.
Come on. And this, it can, the customers love it. It does get a little bit repetitive when you're working in the shop.
Oh, I expect
but,
so, yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, you're trying to work that with your hand, aren't you? Put it on the floor and
yeah, that's it.
Let's see if we can get it going.
We've got the super dance for little dance competitions on Christmas Day. It is actually a really good one when you've got people coming over because a lot of people can play it together.
Right.
You've got the dance steps. You can have little dance-offs. So, yeah, it's a good
one. Sounds perfect. And yet again, it looks like another quality toy. This isn't something that's going to last 5 minutes and break,
is it? Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, that's what they sort of pride themselves at Piccola.
Well, this is what I've noticed.
Good quality stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Simon's been in here with me a couple of times now, and everything he's brought in looks top-notch, really good stuff. So well worth recommending, I think.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Well worth popping down and seeing it.
Okay, well, that's lovely. Now, how's it been in the shop this week? Has it been busy?
Crazy busy. I've got a bit, when I first joined in April, obviously, it was quite a nice time. You're sort of leisurely learning things, ticking over very nicely. And then since sort of mid-November, really since the Christmas decorations went out, it's working in a toy shop at Christmas is
crazy.
It
yes.
really is. So yeah, we've had like this morning even has been really, you know, I know it's the week before Christmas, but just for a Wednesday morning, we've sold 2 grand pianos.
And oh wow!
Yeah, it's been a busy morning.
What about your opening times? Are you open Christmas Eve?
That's right. Yes, we're open Christmas Eve as normal. So that's 9:30 till 5:30.
Right. Okay.
And then. I think we're back open on Wednesday.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll put the details on Twitter as well. So anyone that needs to find out for sure what times we're open, they can just have a look on us on Twitter or Facebook and we'll have the opening
Brilliant.
Times
What's
there as
What's your Twitter handle? Can you recall? It's at Piccola Toys. I think I've got it somewhere.
That's it. I think it's at Piccola Brentwood.
Thanks for that. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put that up on the Phoenix
That'd
FM website
Thanks,
later
Bob.
On. Yes. So if you missed any of that, you can catch it all again on the website later today. Sam Crook, thank you so much for
Not
coming
at all.
In. And,
Thanks for having us.
I've really enjoyed playing with these toys every time one of you guys comes in. It's been really nice. And I think we've got someone tomorrow as well popping in. So there'll be even more. Absolutely
yes, more
wonderful.
To play with. Yeah. Thanks very much for having us.
All right, Sam. Thank you. That's Sam Crook from Piccola Toys there.